So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
First, as you've probably been hearing, average countrywide rents have exceeded €2,000 a month for the first time and are now climbing faster than at any point in the past 20 years. That's according to Daft.ie's latest quarterly report, which shows that average Dublin rents are now €2,540, Limerick €2,405, Cork €2,304, and Galway the same, €2,304. The number of homes available to rent this month is also at its third lowest point in 20 years. Joining me now is Maurice Deverill, committee member of the Irish Property Owners Association. Maurice, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and thank you very much for having us on.
Now, listening to that report, it would appear to most normal people looking at those extortionate rents that your people, your landlords, are gouging the public.
Well, Pat, it isn't our people who are gouging the public, because a lot of our people are landlords who have been in the market for a long time, and a lot of rents they're talking about there are brand new rents. The reason rents go up is because rent controls themselves push up rents. And the reason they push up rents is this, is that if I have a new property coming on the market today, I'll be looking at rents going forward. And I know that under the rent control system that we have at present, that rents are very limited in how far they can go up. For instance, if I wanted to put up a rent on the 1st of January this year until the 1st of January 2026, the amount I'm allowed to put it up by is 0.7%. So I know that, which is practically static, and it takes no account of inflation or extra costs or anything else that are going to happen throughout the couple of years. So if I put a new property on the market today, I'm going to be looking at what the rent is going to be around about 2030. I have to hedge my bets forward. I cannot not do that because I know that I'm stuck at these really...
Where did you get this figure of 0.7%?
So the RTB calculator shows clearly how much you can put up rents by. And if you put in the 1st of January 25 to the 1st of January 26, it's 0.7%. Years ago, it used to be 4%. Then it was 2%. And then it was the HICP or 2%, whichever is the lowest. And at present, the HICP on the 1st of January is 0.7%.
What does that stand for, HICP?
It's the Harmonized Index of Consumer Pricing. So in Ireland, we have the Irish Consumer Price Index, which is quite a logical one, and obviously it relates to Irish prices. The Harmonized Index is European, so therefore the HICP counts inflation for Bulgarians or for farmers or for different things. It doesn't include insurance, it doesn't include buildings, and it doesn't include other costs that generally affect landlords. So it's a totally inadequate consumer price index to use. However, the previous minister decided to put that in. So that is why it's 0.7%.
So is this a Dara O'Brien issue, that he was the one who brought the HICP in?
I think it was Dara O'Brien, or it was, I think it was Dara O'Brien, or as it might have been the end of the previous Owen Murphy. I'm not sure which one it is, to be truthful with you, Pat, but it did change around about 5 years ago. So I suppose it probably was Darragh O'Brien. But either way, it's 2% or the HICP, and the HICP level is 0.7%, which is practically 0%. So therefore, if I'm letting out a new property, I need to allow for the fact that I'm not going to get a rent rise for the next couple of years.
Do they bring in any, do they explain any justification for this change? I mean, I'm sure people listening would be glad that it's 0.7 rather than 2% a year, those who are renting. But did the government of the day explain why they were looking to rents all over Europe as a way to gauge what's happening in the Irish market?
No, to the best of my knowledge, no, we never heard anything about it. It was just that they decided, like the RTA has decided from numerous points, sorry, the Residential Tenancies Act 2004, when it's amended, these amendments just seem to come in. So from that point of view, it was not justified as to why they used the European system rather than using the Irish system. The Irish system obviously would have had a higher level of inflation, because we have higher inflation here compared to other countries further away in Europe, and would have been more realistic to actually keeping landlords in the market and to keeping supply going. The problem, Pat, these rent controls create a lot of problems for different things. They create an awful lot of problems for tenants because they leave them in golden handcuffs. For instance, I have a tenant in Dunleary. He gets a job in Walkinstown. Ideally, he should move to around about Walkinstown, so he's far shorter commute.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
But because of the rent controls, he can't, because he can't get a place in Walkinstown at the same prices that he's paying for in Dunleary. So it creates that problem. The amount of supply has really got shocking in the last couple of, in the last 2-3 years. It is not unusual if I put a tenant, or if I put a flat up on Daft, to have 200 responses to it. It's not unusual to have 30 people round. And I always feel for the 30 tenants who are coming round, because 29 of them know that they're wasting their time.
Now, okay, but in a market which has a shortage of supply, the rule of supply and demand works. So if you were to allow the market free rein, in other words, have no controls of any kind, prices would rocket up, because people would say, these people are desperate for a place, I'll charge them $2,500, I'll charge them $3,000. And the only thing that will determine whether they take the apartment or not is affordability. And you get two professionals who are earning good money, and you can charge them really what you like. And that's why some sort of rent controls are required.
Not necessarily, because firstly, if you think about it, previous to rent controls, for the previous 40 years, we didn't have rent controls. We had rents that went up, they went down. They went down in 2011, 2012. they followed the market and it went on the supply-based market. We didn't have these issues. We didn't have issues of so many people coming out and looking for flats because you didn't have that. You might have got, 15 years ago, you might have got 10 responses to a flat. It would have been an awful lot easier to get a place. You could move very easily. You could move to where you were given the freedom of choice and supply. Where with the rent controls and because you have so many landlords leaving, that has created the whole upward pressure on
now,
the whole
now one of the things that we hear from landlords is that they are not charging market rent now because they happened to give a good deal to a tenant for years and years and years. They didn't put the rent up very much. Then they were ambushed by the rent controls and suddenly they are trapped with a rent that's way below the market level. And the theory would be that if you eliminated all rent controls, that suddenly these rents, which are, pretty attractive for the people who have them at the moment, they would skyrocket and people would end up on the street because the only reason they're in that apartment is they can afford it.
Yeah, look, if you got rid of them 100% overnight, we feel that that is not the best way to go. We feel it should go back to 4% for 4 years. In reality, tenants move on average around about every 5 years in the previous market when there wasn't rent control. So therefore, you would have a supply going around. If rents went back up, which they did exactly the same thing in Finland, they did exactly the same problem that we have. They actually got rid of the rent controls and got rid of the other regulations involved in it. And rents rose and then they fell back. And they fell back because a lot more landlords came into the market. And because there was more landlords in the market, it meant that the supply was a lot higher. And going back to your previous point about supply and demand, when the supply goes up, the price of it goes down. So many landlords left the market. Like, it really is surprising how many. But between September 2021 and December 2023, according to the Department of Housing report last July, 42% of landlords left the market. Now, 42% of suppliers to leave a market obviously is going to have a detrimental effect on the market.
But these are sort of a lot of small landlords, and institutional landlords have come in a big way. A lot of blocks of apartments bought entirely by Irish Life or people like that for the rental market. And in theory, it should be good because these are people in it for the long term, but they're not offering rents that are any more attractive than people who are in it for short-term gain.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. They are not offering rents that are more attractive, but their costs are so much higher because now they're buying new buildings or they're building new buildings. Like when you look at €460,000 to build an apartment in Darndale as a cost, the yield has to come back somewhere. So you're right, those big funds that have come in have to charge a reasonable amount to try and cover their building costs. Bear in mind, they are not making money because if you look at Iris REIT, sold off 50 million recently, a block to an APB. So they have, the money isn't in it anymore that was in it. And that's why you are seeing this clawback.
A final question, Maurice. In some parts of the world, they have proper regulation. In other words, they will zone apartments in particular areas. If they're upmarket, the rent allowed to be charged is more. They charge per square meter, for example. They might charge on the grading of the apartment, whether it's good, bad or ugly. And every apartment will be graded. What's wrong with that kind of system? I think we're a bit lazy about introducing it here because it's a lot of work, but it would be very satisfying for everybody. If you're living in a hovel, you pay very little rent. If you're living in an upmarket pad in Ball's Bridge, you pay a lot of rent. Stands to reason.
It does. And those systems have been going for years. And a lot of those countries that do that sort of thing, they actually rent you out nearly a box. And you put in your own kitchen and you do this. You actually supply the whole thing and you maintain the whole thing. And you give it back as a box. You paint it white and you give it back in 10 years' time. A lot of those countries work on that system. A lot of the Irish system primarily seems to be they want it furnished, that the landlord's responsible for everything. We have to supply all the white goods. We have to maintain all those white goods. So it's quite a different market compared to what the market is on in other parts of the EU and other parts
of
the country.
But, the rent set for those particular zones and apartments could reflect the costs that the landlord has to embrace. Anyway, we will leave it there for the moment. Maurice, thank you very much for joining us. That's Maurice Deverill, a committee member of the Irish Property Owners Association.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.